4. Assessment and level of care. A. Healthcare practitioner physical assessment. 1. This form must be completed and verified by a healthcare practitioner. It must be completed prior to admission. It must be reviewed by the assisted living manager for completeness. B. Assisted living manager's resident assessment. 1. This is the resident's functional assessment, which must be completed along with the scoring guide. 2. Upon determining the score of the resident's level of care, the residential agreement can be signed. 3. The case manager / delegating nurse must review the assisted living manager's portion. 4. Assisted living manager's assessment includes 6 basic ADLs, eating, bathing, dressing, toileting, transferring, walking, and continence. A scoring tool used to assign ADL scores to determine instrumental ADLs, the ability to perform ADL tasks and the skills necessary to live independently. Residents' behavior and ability to communicate their needs. 4.1. Resident Assessment Tool. A. Resident Assessment Tool is the Maryland's Assisted Living Resident Assessment and Level of Care Scoring Tool. 1. The Resident Assessment Tool assists the facility in identifying the physical, psychosocial, and functional needs of a resident. 2. An assisted living facility is required to have in place plans that list all the staff needed to cover the facility 24 hours per day under all conditions. 4.2. Levels of care by the scoring tool. A. Level 1. Low level of care, a score of 0 to 20. Fairly independent or minimal assist. B. Level 2. Moderate level of care, a score of 21 to 40. Unable to perform most self-care and needs assistance with some ADLs. C. Level 3. High level of care, a score of 41 or higher. Dependent on staff for most self-care needs, including the administration of medication and treatment. 5. Service planning. A. Definition of a service plan, Comer, Section 10.07.14.26. 1. A service plan is a written plan which identifies services that the licensee will provide to the resident based on the resident's needs. 2. Service plans are blueprints for the care that describes each individual needs. 3. Service plans are to be done within 30 days of admission and reviewed every 6 months. 4. Service plan uses an interdisciplinary approach involving the patient, family, and all facility staff. 5. Identify what should be documented in a service plan, like changes in the resident's physical or mental status, BP checks as ordered by a doctor, and repeated falls. 6. Documents needed to do a service plan includes A. Healthcare practitioner physical assessment. B. Assisted living manager's assessment. C. Plan of care for a medical waiver. D. Delegating nurse's assessment. E. Physician's orders. 7. You can use parts of the healthcare practitioner physical assessment to help you to develop a service plan, such as the resident's current medical and psychiatric history, past illnesses, allergies, and risk of falls. 8. Per Comer Section 10.07.14.26, a service plan for each resident shall be developed in a manner that enhances the principles of dignity, privacy, resident choice, capabilities, and independence. 9. The service plan is developed within 30 days of admission to the assisted living program and reviewed by staff at least every 6 months. 10. The resident's service plan shall be based on assessments of the resident's health, function, and psychosocial status using the resident's assessment scoring tool. A. A full assessment of the resident shall be done within 48 hours of admission and every 45 days thereafter, or if there is a significant change in the resident's condition or there is a non-routine hospitalization. B. A full assessment should address the need for awake overnight staff. 5B. Monitoring. The assisted living manager shall ensure that each resident is monitored on a daily basis to ensure that 1. The resident service plan is being properly implemented, and 2. All adaptive equipment, ambulation devices, and other necessary independent living aids are in proper working order. 5C. Nursing services. The assisted living manager, in consultation with the delegating nurse, shall ensure that all nursing services are provided consistent with the Nurse Practice Act, Health Occupations Article, Title 10, Annotated Code of Maryland. 5D. Personal care services. The assisted living manager shall provide or ensure the provision of all necessary personal care services, including, but not limited to, the range of assistance needed by a resident to complete the following activities of daily living. 1. Eating or being fed. 2. Personal hygiene, grooming, bathing, and oral hygiene, including brushing teeth, shaving, and combing hair. 3. Mobility, transfer, ambulation, and access to the outdoors, when appropriate. 4. Toileting and incontinence care, and 5. Dressing in clean, weather-appropriate clothing. 5E. Housekeeping services. The assisted living manager shall ensure that 1. Housekeeping services are provided, and 2. All areas of the facility are maintained in a clean and orderly condition. 5F. Healthcare and social services. The assisted living manager is responsible for facilitating access to any appropriate healthcare and social services for the resident as determined in the resident's assessment, including but not limited to 1. Social work services. 2. Rehabilitative services, including occupational, physical, speech, and audiology therapies. 3. Home health services. 4. Hospice services. 5. Skilled nursing services. 6. Physician services. 7. Oral health care. 8. Dietary consultation and services. 9. Counseling. 10. Psychiatric services. And 11. Other specialty health and social work services, such as services for residents with cognitive impairment. 5G. Social and spiritual activities. 1. The assisted living manager shall provide or arrange appropriate opportunities for socialization, social interaction, and leisure activities which promote the physical and mental well-being of each resident, including facilitating access to spiritual and religious activities consistent with the preferences and background of the resident. 2. To encourage resident participation in social and recreational activities, the assisted living manager shall A. provide or arrange for transportation to these activities in accordance with the resident's service plan, and B. assist a resident with communication, interpersonal, and social skills, including managing difficult behaviors in accordance with the resident's service plan. 5.1. Activities in an assisted living program, COMAR, Section 10.07.14.28G. Social and spiritual activities help improve the well-being of residents. Simple activities such as walking and exercising also contribute to their wellness. Types of activities that can engage the attention of residents include, but not limited to 1. Gardening. 2. Art and crafts. 3. Book clubs. 4. Music and dancing. 5. Worship and religious services. 6. Bingo and outings/excursions. 7. Storytelling. 8. News and movies, and many other such activities. 6. Clinical management. 6.1. Delegating Nurse Comer, Section 10.07.14.20. A. Case Manager/Delegating Nurse in Maryland. 1. A delegating nurse is a registered nurse who has the competencies to delegate, assign, and supervise clinical orders. 2. The delegating nurse shall be readily available when developing a nursing task to an unlicensed individual. 3. The registered nurse shall assume the role of case manager in delegating a nursing task. 4. The delegating nurse is the primary decision maker when delegating a nursing task. B. Each facility shall maintain documentation that the delegating nurse has completed the mandatory training course developed by the Board of Nursing. C. Duties of the delegating nurse include the overall responsibility of 1. Being on-site to observe each resident at least every 45 days. 2. Managing the clinical oversight of resident care in the assisted living program. 3. Issuing nursing or clinical orders based upon the needs of residents. 4. Reviewing the assisted living manager's assessment of residents. D. When delegating a nursing task to an unlicensed individual, the nurse shall provide proper oversight of tasks delegated. 6.2. Delegating nurse/case manager medication administration. A. For medication administration, the delegating nurse shall 1. Train medication technicians and licensed caregivers in medication administration. 2. Only delegate medication administration to an individual who has completed a board-approved medication administration training program for assisted living and who is certified with the board as a medication technician. 3. Supervise medication administration and ensure accurate documentation. 4. Check for effectiveness or side effects of medications given to residents. 7. Nutrition and food safety. 7A. Nutrition. 1. The assisted living manager shall ensure that A. A resident is provided 3 meals in a common dining area and additional snacks during each 24-hour period, 7 days a week. B. Meals and snacks are well-balanced, varied, palatable, properly prepared, and of sufficient quality and quantity to meet the daily nutritional needs of each resident with specific attention given to the preferences and needs of each resident. C. All food is prepared in accordance with all state and local sanitation and safe food handling requirements. D. Food preparation areas are maintained in accordance with all state and local sanitation and safe food handling requirements. And E. Residents have access to snacks or food supplements during the evening hours. 2. Menus. A. Menus shall be written at least 1 week in advance, with portion sizes tailored to each resident. B. Menus shall be maintained on file, as served, for 2 months. C. As part of the licensure approval and renewal process, an applicant shall submit a 4-week menu cycle with documentation by a licensed dietitian or nutritionist that the menus are nutritionally adequate. 3. Special diets. A. The assisted living program staff shall 1. Prepare or arrange for the provision of special diets as ordered by the resident's personal physician or as needed by the resident's condition, and 2. Document special diets in the resident's record. B. If the diet is beyond the capability of the program, the resident or the resident's physician shall make other arrangements for the resident's care, or the program shall discharge the resident.